That was better, a bit happier than I was this time last week. Much more precise. You know, we had the same sort of energy and physicality and effort gone in, but the difference today was we were a bit more precise. We got to learn to finish off those chances because you don't get too many in the Premiership, but there were probably three good scoring chances tonight which we failed to convert, and that would have probably killed the game off. But, you know, last week we were 15-3 up against Quins and failed to close the game out. This time 12-3 against Northampton, and we've managed to hang on.
Which were the bits that you weren't very happy with? I suppose 10 minutes into the second half, they're down to 14 and you made a bit of a hoo-ha of it from the line-out.
Yeah, there was a series of errors there. We had them. We went for the corner. We had a driving line-out, another driving line-out, got the yellow card. We went for a third driving line-out and just slipped, so we failed to convert that. And then, of course, we have a knock-on, I think, under the post. Gives them a scrum. We then concede a penalty at that scrum. They kick the touch. They have a line-out, and we concede another penalty at that line-out. So suddenly, from being 5 metres out, as you say, we're now in our own 22 defending, and we just took the, we let the pressure come off Northampton. That was an absolutely crucial time of the game. If we'd have scored there, I think, you know, we would have gone on to win by quite a bit more. But no, we just let Northampton off the hook at that particular moment, and then it was a bit tougher.
But you did keep the ball a lot better and go through a lot more phases.
We did, yeah, and that's the key thing. You know, we want our attack to get better, but we said the attack won't get better unless we learn to keep the ball for a few phases. So I'm not saying the attack is perfect by any means yet, but at least we've kept it a few phases. We'll have a bit more confidence from now on, and as we keep it through a few more phases, then attacking opportunities will come.
The fact that you've not scored any tries again, is that beginning to become a worry?
Not really, no. We just need to win some games. So 12-3 will do me. You can see that we're looking to play. We can see that we're creating chances. There was a great chance with Eric Klassen's with a great break there and just a little offload that didn't quite go to hand. 5 metres out, and then we had Chris Jones up the left-hand touchline, who I thought played very well at number 8 today. But he had Sean Perry and I think Miles Benjamin outside him and a 3-on-1 and just had to pass that ball to Sean maybe. But it's tough because he made a nice break from a scrum. So those are little things there that we need to get right, and plus the driving line out 5 metres out, we would have liked to have scored from that as well. So the three really golden opportunities to score, but at least we're creating them. I think if we weren't creating anything and looked a very blunt team, then you would be concerned, but there's strike power there. We just got to learn to finish off.
You mentioned Chris Jones. Was it a bit of a gamble playing him at 8?
It was a calculated gamble, yeah, because he's not played there for a while and he's had a crash course and he's worked very hard this week to learn the ropes, particularly at the base of the scrum. But he has to know where you stand in restarts, where you are in the line-out. It's a completely different position, obviously, than Locke. But he's done a huge amount of work. He's been alongside Kai. Kai's had a cups of coffee with him and sat down and gone through the role that he plays. But I thought you saw today that he was carrying the sort of ball that Kai Horseman normally carries in the midfield, and he actually enjoyed himself because a second row forward doesn't normally get the hands on the ball too much, but playing at number 8, of course, he was in the game all the time.
Quinn's game, you made changes towards the end and it went sadly wrong, but you didn't do that tonight. You kept them all going.
No, I hopefully learned from last week's lesson. You know, as a coach, you're never quite certain. Northampton changed all their subs, I think. We'll put all their subs on because they were chasing the game. I just felt that I couldn't see anybody tiring from where I was on pitch side. Everyone looked fresh and hungry. The energy was there. There was no reason to change it, really. We were pretty organised and in good shape. So I thought, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it type of scenario.
It's not monkey off your back, for a hackneyed phrase, but it's a bit of relief, and it will do the team the world of good, or the squad the world of good, to get another win.
It will, yeah. I think we were fairly pragmatic and realised that the first four games that we played against teams in the top 6, and 3 of the teams we played are in the top 4. You know, you've got Saracens, Sale and Harlequins who are top. So we've just been a little bit unfortunate to come against the teams that are on form at this moment in the season, and Gloucester is 6th as well. So all 4 teams we played prior to Northampton were in the top 6, so we hadn't done too badly and we hadn't disgraced ourselves. So we just thought if we start playing the teams in the bottom 6, then those are the games where we could perhaps pick our points up, and tonight obviously was a good night for us, and denying Northampton a bonus point is important as well.